Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and the Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone? Well, thank everybody for joining us again on Monday night for another show that we want to get into. Definitely a lot of discussion on it. Tonight's topic is desperate women. As always, got Miss Gabriella on the line. She's going to come in and share her expertise in this area. So, Miss Gabriella, what's going on?
I wouldn't call myself an expert.
let me lie on you a little bit. Man, it's ruining it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you say so. But, man, this is going to be fun because I have a lot of, I even had a female friend that was doing something like this, but I don't want to get into it right now. So.
Okay. Well, tonight, like I said, the reason why we got into this topic tonight is from last week. We had, you know, a lady that came through by the name of Laura. Now, she's supposed to be coming back through to the show tonight and everything like that. So we'll definitely look out for her call. And there's a lot of women out here that's extremely, extremely desperate. Now, it's a difference between men, what you would call thirsty, and women that's desperate. And the biggest difference is with men is most of the time they're looking for the sex. Now, Ms. Gabriella, outside of that, with men, what makes women just have to take things just to the next level, to the 10th degree over just wanting to sex?
I wouldn't just say for the sex, but a lot of them are kind of like deprived, like sex deprived. Like they haven't really been in any type of relationship for a long time, and they haven't slept with anybody in a long time, too. So a lot of women will do whatever it takes just for a man that's sleeping with them. I've seen it happen so many times where I've had like female friends and family members, et cetera, who have literally cut off family members and friends, and they've done every single thing just for a man that they're sleeping with. And like there's women that will actually put a man above their kids. A man doesn't even have to really show that he cares about her, but if a man is having sex with a woman and she's just addicted to that, then she'll sit there and give like that man everything.
Yeah. I've seen that plenty of times. You know, and for me, that I thought that was always just as for me, maybe because I'm just different. I always thought that was a turnoff if a woman sat there and wanted to put me above her and her children, because, you know, I'm a man. I could bounce at any given time to another female. I don't have to stick around with her, but your kids is your kids. That's part of you. So why in the world are you going to sit there and try to put me above your children? Now, let me go to the lines. Area code 210, you're on the show.
You already know who it is.
Oh, man. Here we go once again. Nola, what's up, Nola? Hold on a second. Area code 229, you're on the show as well.
Yo, what's up? This is Greg calling from down here in Georgia.
All right, Greg from Georgia. What's on your mind, brother, about these desperate women? What's on your mind about that?
Oh, man. Yeah, we got a lot of those. We got a lot of those thirsty women out here, too, man. That's I don't know, man. They some of these women out here, they just as bad, maybe worse than some of the guys out here, man.
Well, okay. What city are you at, bro?
Who, me?
Yeah, well, yeah. You say you're in Georgia. Were you in Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, Atlanta.
Okay, oh man, you in the capital. So like, yeah. I know you got some stories.
Oh yeah, man. I got shoot, man. There's so many. Whew, man. You know,
all right, tell the best one. Surprise me. Tell me the best one.
Well, I don't have one in particular, but I will say that, you know, you do have a lot of stories where, you know, you have females that, you know, you have some of the most. I mean, these women, they have, like, they shit together. You know what I'm saying? But you know, they'll sit up here and be so desperate for a husband, you know, they'll get with some of the most, you know, undeserving men. You know, they'll give a guy that don't have nothing a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll have, you know, you don't have to work, you don't have to do nothing, you don't have to pay no bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of that going on down here too, man.
Oh yeah, man, it's going everywhere.
Yeah, especially they get, you know, they get even worse when they get as they get older, man. They get more. They get real cooperative when they get older, boy.
Mm-hmm. They be more secure financially, and a lot of times you'll see chicks as nurses and paralegals and all this other stuff. You having dudes, it's like, why are you with him? You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you didn't work hard, you something in life now, and then you got this dude? Like, really?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a quick second. Hold on. Area code 910, you on the show.
Hi.
Oh, is Laura?
No, this is Shayla.
Who?
Shayla.
Shayla?
Shayla. Okay, how you doing, Shayla? Are you the one that told me? Oh, okay, what's going on?
Yes, I'm the one that told you I was going to call in.
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I think it's the first time I ever had a chance to talk to you.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad you invited me to call up today.
I'm always inviting people to call. It's an open seat. It's open line over here.
Absolutely. Okay.
Okay. So you had something you say you wanted to say about this particular topic. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Absolutely. I definitely agree with the last caller. As these women get older, they don't mind the things that men do because they're just desperate to have somebody in their life. It seems like it's more important to have somebody there than nobody and be happy. They don't care if they're unhappy. They don't care if the man is working, has a bunch of baby mamas, drama in his life. It just doesn't even matter. As long as somebody is there, that's better than being by yourself.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are some of these women are the type that will say they're strong and independent?
I don't think those are the ones that are the strong and independent ones.
No. I didn't say you think they were. I said, you heard women that say, I'm strong and independent, but yet in a situation like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hear them saying they think they are strong and independent, but I don't believe that they are at all.
Mm-hmm. I've seen so many weak and extremely dependent females. It's not even, a joke. It's sad.
It really is sad, and me being a young black woman as well, and being, you know, single for the majority of my life, it just seems so weird to me because, I grew up in a military area, and I didn't see it too much until I moved and moved to Florida to go to college, and I just started seeing it more and more commonly, and I had a good paying job, I had my own place, I had no children, and I saw the certain types of men flocking to me because they thought that I was going to be the type of woman that was going to be a payday for them. And I've never been that kind of woman. I mean, I don't mind helping anybody out, but when you're talking about they're not doing anything to support themselves, but they expect me to do it, it's just not going to happen.
And you know that you have self-esteem about yourself. But there's no reason for you to have some man laying up in your house, eating up all your food, you know, wasting all your gas, you paying his cell phone bill. Like, who is that got them kids in the background? Somebody got kids in the background?
Oh, yeah, that was mine.
Okay, I wondered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, they got people that do that, and, you know, like I said, I don't get it. And, like, before the show, me and Ms. Gabrielle was also talking about there are guys that target particular women for this. And, you know, I've seen guys that maybe target, you know, chicks that's, you know, are slightly overweight or who have an issue about that, and they'll sit up there and they'll just, you know, give it up and give their money and give everything just because they're so happy they got this guy. And that kind of guy go from, you know, from big girl to big girl to big girl to big girl. You know, if that one gets tired, he go to the next one. And he's like, why are you pulling the big girl? And be like, it's not because he just like him. No, it's not that he just like him, but some dudes are attracted to him. But the fact is, he's just doing it because he can use them.
Exactly.
Yeah, my homeboy did that. He was messing around with this chick, man, and she, you know, she had a real good paying job, and see, you know, the only thing that really kept him from, like, taking it to the next level with her, he had a heart, because he was like, you know, I see she's a good woman, and I don't want to do her like that. But he actually told me, he said, I don't see myself, I know I'm not gonna be with her like that, so I'm not gonna continue to use her like that.
Yeah.
Like, if it was a guy that was like worse than, like, that didn't care without a conscience, oh, they would have used her. They would have really used her.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't have a conscience at all.
Yeah, male or female these days, they don't care. Yeah. You give up the money, you give up your place to stay, whatever, they gonna take you, mm-hmm. and you get tired.
Definitely.
Find somebody new.
It seems like I see it more with women than men, though, to be perfectly honest with you. I see the more thirsty women than there are men, just in my own observation.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
But you know, the problem is, I think it changes, because when women are young, like in their, like as late teens, you know, all through their 20s or whatever, They're not thirsty like that. They don't get thirsty till they get older. Like,
mm-hmm.
we guys,
yeah, exactly.
You know, we might when we're younger, we might be, you know, more thirsty than them. You know, but then the roles reverse as we get older, or as
Definitely.
They get older, I should say.
And again, I was just thinking about this. That's why I was so glad to see that topic that you had up today, because I know of a couple. I don't really even know if I can call them a couple, but there's a man, he's 30 years old. He's dealing with this 40-year-old woman that just recently paid for him to open up his own business. Not taking care of her children because she's trying to financially support him, even though he does have something that he's trying to do, but he doesn't really care for her in that way, but she doesn't care. She knows mm-hmm. that he's seeing other women, and it's just not a problem to her because she's getting older, and she just wants somebody there.
And so basically, she's tricking.
Yes, exactly.
That's what most of those women do. They're tricking hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they trick for the whole package. That's the thing. It's like, you know, like mm-hmm. guys out of times are tricking for the sex, but these women mm-hmm. are tricking mm-hmm. for everything. They're tricking like for a bootleg husband, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Bootleg husband, because they really don't care if he ever marry them.
No, why should he?
Yeah.
What incentive do he have? He's getting everything. Like, what they say?
Yeah, why buy the cow? But it's kind of funny that girls do that, though. But a lot of women feel like that's the only option, though. They feel like, it's like, well, man, I'm 40 years old. I got 3 kids. Nobody's really, like, I'm kind of overweight. I'm not that cute.
Yeah.
All I can get is that type of man.
Yep.
And
you have to exude some kind of confidence, and you'll get more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A lot of them walk around with their head held down, and they don't know how to, like, fix themselves up a little bit, because it doesn't matter what size you are. If you're if you carry yourself well and you at least try to put an effort into your appearance, you can actually attract a decent man. So,
I agree with you.
I don't agree with that statement. I think you can attract it to you. It don't mean you got to be decent.
I mean, there's girls like, okay, you know, Passion Jones on YouTube. She's a really beautiful plus size woman. I'm not saying like if you're like 600 pounds, I'm not talking about that. But if you're like maybe 200, close to 300, you can probably find a man that'll take you, that'll be I mean, there's actually decent men that are attracted to big women, too. It's not just poor guys. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Because I know some people will say, oh, well, only broke men like big women. But that's not true.
No, I definitely don't think that's true. But I do think that a lot of heavier women are not confident. So then they just happen to attract those kind of men that will use them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, You got some women out there too that may be overweight or not very attractive that still might be overly confident. I've dealt with those too.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those.
And that's that's like on the other side of the spectrum. You got those type of women.
Yeah.
Well, give me a second, brother.
Hey,
brother.
So what do you say?
Brother.
Huh?
Brother, give me a second. Area code 850, you on the show. Area code 850.
Oh, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm just listening in. I didn't know if I pushed one or not, but I'm listening in.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you listening in.
All right.
Anyway, brother, what you were saying?
Okay. So what do y'all say about those type of women, the women who aren't as attractive but still have the confidence? What do you say about those type of women that maybe to a certain extent set their standards too high?
Well, it's the same. They're going to meet the same fate like the other females meet the same fate. I mean, you ain't going to have nobody at the end of the day. That's just bottom line.
That is true.
Mean, because you have to humble yourself if you actually want somebody serious.
Yeah, you have to humble yourself. Right about that. You know?
Because, I mean, you can be there's a difference between confidence and arrogance. And there's a lot of women I've seen. There's one particular YouTuber, I'm not going to name names, but she's a heavier woman. Not very pretty, but she has a lot of confidence. And, of course, she can attract men, but her relationships don't last very long. So, and then when they are in a relationship, the relationship doesn't really go well. It's always back and forth. This guy is lying to me. And, you know, she's always talking about relationship drama. So, you know, that's not always the case. I really think it comes down to just, like, your attitude.
No, this is my thing. It trips me out to see a female, let's say, like, she's a registered nurse. She's making a minimum $80,000 a year. And she got a dude that's just like a thug. And it's like, she's just so happy with this dude. And, like, she can't get anybody else.
I got a story about that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because, a while back, this was probably, I want to say, maybe the early to mid 2000s, there was this female. And this female was working as an RN. I'm talking about making good money. This lady had to be like 30, around my sister's age, like 30, 34, 35. And what happened was she had just got out of a previous relationship with this guy. I think he was like maybe in law enforcement. And after she broke up with him, she went and told her mom. She was like, you know, she told everybody, she was like, you know, I just want me a thug now. So this fool went and got this guy. This guy had to be every bit of like 21, 22, maybe younger than that. She married this dude. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about they was like the most unlikely couple. I mean, just didn't even, and a lot of her classmates didn't even come to her wedding because they was like, they didn't approve of it. They was like, this don't even make no sense because they knew it wasn't going to last.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so desperate that she decided to marry this guy.
Wow. Well, at least she made it to marriage, because most of them don't even make it that far. But, I mean, it's not like she got a good husband out of this deal.
Mm-hmm. But at least she made it to marriage, because mm-hmm. I know some of them that'll be on 50-year engagement, so.
Yeah. Yeah, those forever fiancés, huh?
Yeah, those types.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you walk around with a promise ring. You 45 talking about a promise ring. Like, man, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ought to know, you know, what you got going on already before you get to that age. Hold on a second. Area code 612, you on the show.
Oh, how you doing, Advice? I just hopped on. I really don't know what's going on, so I can't say nothing right now. So.
Okay, well, what's going on? That's filling in. What's going on? We're talking about desperate women, man. That's what we're talking about. Women that just... Yeah, throw themselves at men, give the man their car keys, give the man a cell phone, let the man stay at the house, play Xbox all day, that kind of thing.
Okay. I can attest to that. Well, I'm from Minneapolis, and I used to go to the University of Minnesota. And, you know, when you play football and all that, any kind of sport, really, people just, you know, they throw themselves at you. I remember this one girl is going to get a little explicit here. She basically, she went in the room, did her thing with one fellow, and took whatever she had in her mouth and put it in another female's mouth. Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's a freaky deaky female.
Yeah, exactly. And it happens. Like I said, I just kind of got on the show and don't know what to really say, but that came to mind, so.
Well, that's a lot of females out there like that, throwing their bodies at men just to get their attention. It's like, what women don't realize, you can give a man the sex all day. That don't mean nothing at the end of the day for men. No child or females don't understand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They,
some women will be like,
right.
Oh, I got that good, so he's going to stay with me.
I know he's not.
Then,
One thing to add to that is just like, you know, I was telling a friend, you know, a lot of these females out here, they're really basic. And the males, too. A lot of the males are basic. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
How many times often can you walk around and you, you know, see a female that's, you know, taking care of a child by herself? I mean, we can
mm-hmm.
reverse a lot of the things that we, you know, we do that's going on in our communities. But a lot of us just choose to be basic. It's like, you know, this guy's no good, you know, but yet you still find means to have a child with him. Or, you know, this girl is no good, you know. She has a countless amount of kids, but yet you decide to, yeah, because, you know, her stuff is so good. You know, I just had to have that, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah, at the end of the day, with situations like that, though, I mean, like, those the women, I'm going to say, is always stuck out, and they get the worst end of the stick. I don't
mm-hmm.
care, you know, what you say, because
yeah.
if they stuck with that kid, you know, then and all the problems with that, you know, this guy that's running in and out of her house or whatever, and she'll sit up there and let the man go in and out of her house. She'll catch him cheating, put him out, then take him back. I mean, for the phone she paying for. That's
mm-hmm.
a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, you know, and it's like, why are you paying for a grown man's phone?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's my cousin Joanne right there. She moved down to Atlanta, you know, then this guy, oh, he beating on me, but you accept him. I mean, he drives around in your car all day. He plays PlayStation all day. You know, you're looking for, you know, a quote-unquote real nigga, you know what I'm saying? Had a good
mm-hmm.
guy, you know, guy in college, on point, had things going for him, didn't have the financial means right away. I'm sure you heard this story
mm-hmm.
before. This guy's doing fine now. You know, he has a
mm-hmm.
loft right not too far from me, downtown Minneapolis. He's doing great. He's single, while she's left with, you know, two kids, three now, three different last names. I mean, it's a repeated
wow.
story. It's
mm-hmm.
a repeated story, you know. I mean, you know, a lot of females in my family that have went down this road. I mean, it's a repeated process. You see your sister do it. You see one of your
mm-hmm.
friends do it. Even probably perhaps your mother. You know the road that she went down, messing around with some useless guy. But you decide to do that. It's
mm-hmm.
too many countless examples out here.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of our females to continue to go down, you know, down a road where you're, you know, last time I checked, you know, the statistics, if you're a mother raising a child, it's not gonna be so nice. You know, you're gonna be in poverty, and with a lot of men, once you have that child, unfortunately, because a lot of females, you know, they may have been with a guy 5-6 years, they planned engagement, planned on getting married, and it just didn't work out. But unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
in this society, you know, I hope I'm not talking too much here,
No, that's fine. We got hour and 35 minutes, so you ain't talking too much.
Okay. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, and you can understand where I'm coming from, but when a single guy who, you know, has things going for himself, he has everything together, he's not looking for the female with a child. You know, mm-hmm. So a lot of our females, you know, it's like a fad, you know. Oh, you know, I have to have a child. You know, I have to. It's just like, no, you can wait. You know, we can go about doing things how I was, you know, back then, 50s, 60s. You know, meet up with somebody, get to know the person, which we don't do. You know, which we don't do.
Yeah.
Male
that's
and female.
Like a foreign
so as we get together.
Yeah, that is a foreign concept. You know, basically just trying to set up a family, do things the right way. I mean, everybody wanted just a, you know, quick scheme. And, like, that's why a lot of these dudes don't even settle down with females anymore. It's
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
they it's no requirement for them to. And then and the killing part about it, when the guy's ready to settle down, he's going to go get the woman that won't allow him to pull that on him every time. Because
right.
he gonna respect her.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't hold on a second. I don't know who got some noise going on in the background, but it's coming across a lot. I don't know if it's a TV or, you know, what it is. But it's something. So just trying to get that out of the show. Anyway, so you know, a lot of times these women that do that, you know, I was reading one comment in the chat room that stated that a lot of these women don't have, you know, good male role models or fathers. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I was just about to ask the question. Where do you think a lot of this started? How has it come to be this way? When if we look back and, you know, like the 50s and 60s, like you were saying, we don't see this as much as we do now. So what happened in society that caused this change?
Well, Vice, were you gonna say something?
Oh no, you can say something real quick, and then I'll answer a question.
Okay. To answer your question, a lot of us, you know, that are of African descent, we tend to, you know, how can I put this? We tend to neglect or, you know, ignore, and a lot of us are just not hip to it. You know, in the African American communities, there are things that, you know, are systematically done to us to destroy us. Now, for instance, at first, you know, I'll go back to the 50s and 60s. You know, there was a lot of unity between man and black man and woman. We did things mm-hmm. together. We struggled together. But there are things that people have implemented, like government programs and assistance
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature to... and of course, here in America, the black man is the most hated man. You know, I have a bachelor's degree. I have my own business. But unfortunately, that doesn't mean nothing. I'm still going to be a nigger. I'm still going to be a thug, although I've never mm-hmm. been in jail, et cetera. So, you know, there's stigmas that are on us. So we're terrible. And if you've noticed, look at a lot of magazines. Look at a lot of movies. Look at the show Scandal. They constantly put black men with other races of women, which if that's the role that you want to do, I mean, go ahead. But I choose to not dilute my race. That's just me. I have friends that
mm-hmm.
are, you know, choose to, you know, do whatever. But you know,
well,
they,
you know,
they do
well,
things.
Brother, uh-huh. you know what? You kind of call the right guy to debate you a little bit. Because I would debate you because basically on a few things that you were saying, yeah, some things are done to try to harm. I definitely get that, and I will not say nothing at all about
right.
it. Okay, but at the same time, when we was going through Jim Crow, we was going even through slavery and all this other stuff, our family stayed together. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and in spite of the Klan doing the midnight rides, in spite of the Klan bombing the churches, the Klan hanging brothers, hanging sisters, raping sisters, our family was still together. We still had
mm-hmm.
a moral code about ourselves, during that time period when we had the most against us than we have today. Okay, that's the history of the black man and black woman. Actually, the black man and black woman's family was tighter after slavery than way more than it is today. I mean, it's too much history about the black man and black woman that kind of refute the, well, things are done by design, so that's why we fall apart. Things can be done by design all day long, but we got to either accept it and run with it. It's like the same thing when somebody talk about, oh, well, they bring all the guns in the neighborhood, so they doing this, they doing that. We don't have to accept them. We have no manufacturers to say we make guns, for instance, but yet it's always in our neighborhoods because we take the guns. We use the guns.
That's true.
Okay, period. So when people, you know, like I said, that's why I debate people that a little bit on that strategy. I like to say, I'm not calling you one, but I like to say that particular, you know, ideology is what you would call the Negro apologist mentality. Uh-huh. And I think that's detrimental to black people more than anything, because if you condition somebody to think they're a victim all the time, they will never get out of that mode. And I don't want our people to look down on ourselves like we're victims. We ain't nobody victim. We ain't nobody slave or nothing. And like this, you know, that's why I don't like to see people going back at each other with the Willie Lynch stuff, you know, the light dark and all this other stuff that go on with it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff go on today. But, you know, like I said, the show ain't about that. That's a different thing. We want to keep it on topic about the ladies being all thirsty about the men, okay? But we'll talk about that another time. But when it comes to these women, okay, they do this stuff in front of their children, and they show their children this is what, you know, a woman should be. And a lot of times these guys grow up expecting a woman to do this sort of thing with them, and the girls grow up thinking, oh, this is what I got to do to keep a man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the cycle a lot of times continues. And these guys grew up looking basically for a mother.
Okay.
I mean,
do you agree with that? That makes a lot of sense. And yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense, because I'm thinking, like, where did this possibly come from? And, you know, if we had such great mothers and fathers and role models in our lives, why is this younger generation doing this? Well, I can't say really just the younger generation, but why
because
is this
they
so much more prevalent now?
Because they're being taught. Give me a second. Area code 678, you on the show?
This is the Chad. I'm driving, man. Driving out there at Gate Camp Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm agreeing with you so far. It's only been about 60 seconds, man. But how's it going?
Oh, it's okay, brother. How you making it? You be careful on that road, man.
Hey, man, I live in the DMV. Everything's cool, man. There's no police out here. You know, everything's cool.
All right, well, no police out there. You all right, man? So, man, like we talking about you know, other sisters talking about, you know, how these kids, you know, see their mama being all, you know, desperate for a man and doing all this stuff and, you know, for a man, even putting that man above their kids, and they thinking that that's the right way to be, like for the guy that grew up to get a female that basically needs to be his mama, and then a female that grows up thinking, oh, this is the way I should be to get a man. Now, have you dealt with any women like that? It was just extremely desperate, and you're like, come on, female, like, really?
I never really met a desperate females like that. I mean, I may have met one or two, but I don't know about personally knowing people who act like that.
Oh, yeah, it's plenty of them. But the biggest ones that I can't stand is the women that have degrees and careers acting like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That,
oh, man.
It's a magic thing, and they take women who are just not good, and they just give those men. Is that what you're trying to say, the advice show?
No, but, yeah, basically what I'm saying is, you know, the ladies that got things going on in their life, you know, why would you take a guy that has no job, no career, no anything, you know what I'm saying, and that's, you know, he using your call. They kind of like Jody from Baby Boy. Kind of them kind of guys. The Jody.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they got plenty of guys like that living at home, but the chick is at work all day and all this other stuff. Like, that's just the right thing to do. And if anybody tell her anything, she'll go off on them. You know, and say, don't you talk about my man. He a good man, this and then the third. And he'll be pissed off talking about, you better check her. You better tell her about, don't be talking about our relationship.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? These dudes get arrogant too, and they'll be running, telling that woman stuff in her house. Like, you know, you ain't going to be paying this kind of bill. You're going to do this. You're going to give me this money. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Like he paying bills.
And the thing I don't get is what type of woman will sit up there and accept. I mean, you have to be really weak at heart. I mean,
a lot of times those kind of guys, you know, like, well, women, I'm sorry, they have low self-esteem is where it comes from.
Oh, yeah, very low.
Very low.
That's more so.
I mean, you have to have low self-esteem because someone who loves themselves wouldn't allow someone to treat them like that. That's the common sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's more so the problem. I think it's more so low self-esteem than anything.
Yeah, I was just about to say, why is it that those women don't think there's anything wrong with what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I feel that they don't. I think they just can't get a man on normal means. And like I say, when that age starts, you know, catching up to a woman, you know, a woman knows about her age. See, now some women has more extended time than others due to her, you know, she aging real well. But if she's the type of woman, it don't matter what race a person. If she notice her looks are really starting to decline and dudes is not really checking for her like that, and you know, she's starting to develop cobwebs down there, then she going to really start, you know, getting thirsty a lot of times and looking for these dudes.
We never talk about desperate women like you said. We always talk about thirsty dudes and thirsty men trying to get women. I don't know why we don't talk about thirsty women.
Oh, yeah, they out there. They are out there. And really, like I said, we were talking, like we said at the beginning of the show, the biggest difference between a thirsty man and a thirsty woman, the woman wants a bootleg husband, and us, we just want booty. That's it. That's what we being thirsty for. We ain't being thirsty for the chick to be our you know, fake wife. We're not looking for that. I mean, hold on, give me a second. Area code 646, you on the show? I don't know if they heard me. Area code 646? They heard me or not. Let's see if we can try another. We got another area code here. Area code 509, you on the show?
I'm here. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Is this Laura?
It is.
Hey, how you doing? You made it.
I did. I'm sorry. I just got out of school and I had to rush my daughter to her practice.
Take care of your education and take care of your child. You can always call here.
Yeah, absolutely. Had to get it done. So I got a minute now, though.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you jumped into the hornet's nest of this particular topic that you inspired yourself last week. So we definitely give you props for that. Okay. We didn't come up with the topic. Laura came up with the topic. So everybody thank her.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have some women mad at me. I know it. Let me start off by saying, though, this is not a judgment against the women by any means. I am not perfect. I have been in situations where I have been a desperate woman and I have done some questionable things for love. So, you know, I just think that it's just crazy out here, especially in my city. So I can't even explain it. It's so unbelievable that it's not even believable.
It's not believable, but it is believable.
I know, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just not believable some of the things that these women do for nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, they're not getting anything out of the deal. I mean, not that I would say, oh, at least you're getting money out of the deal. At least she's buying you things. I mean, these women are getting nothing, but, you know, nothing. I mean, these men are cheating on them, and they're allowing them, and they buy them things, and they let them live off of them, and they don't have to work. And they, I mean, it's just crazy. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. It just makes it really hard for a woman like me to find a man, because why will a man work for a woman when he doesn't have to? Why put in the effort? I mean, not that that's the kind of man I want anyway, but just saying it makes it really difficult for good women who require require effort.
So you feel that women like that who just desperate is ruining the game for people like yourself?
Absolutely. You should never make things. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I agree with
that. Well, yeah, I agree with you as well. Because
I think women need to share the responsibility of why men act the way they do these days. I think we need to.
Don't say that. You're gonna get the lynch mob after you. Now, I'm not talking about a male lynch mob.
I'm sorry. The females are going to get mad. But it's true. Well, a lot of women have messed things up.
I mean, how many women do we all know that have been messing with a man they know has a girlfriend, they know has a wife. The girlfriend of the wife calls the woman, and the woman's like, don't check me, bitch. Check your man. No. You know he's a – I mean, that's – no. If women would stop doing stuff like that, I mean, I just don't understand. I don't understand why women don't stick together. I don't understand why they don't have a sense of I always have a respect for another woman's relationship, always. No matter what the man tells me, if I know differently, if I hear differently, if I see for myself, I always have respect. So.
Very true. Hey, has anybody ever heard of the BC Squad?
BC Squad, yeah. Those girls.
Oh, so you talking about all those girls in that rap group?
Yeah, they're good, but they stick together though.
Well, let me ask Laura a question, because and I'm about to, I know, I think I'm about some, I don't know what's that noise going on, but Lord Jesus. Anyway,
it's not on my end. It's a
dog. I'm gonna have to go start muting calls so I find where it's at. Anyway, Laura, I'm gonna ask you a $50 million question.
Okay.
If I can, let me see who this is. I find out. Laura, did you grow up with your father?
I always knew my father. We lived farther away, so I saw him on the weekends, and I stayed with his parents every summer, my grandparents. I was always very close with my dad's family, but my father is not the man he is today. My father today is probably the greatest man I've ever known. But my father, when I was growing up, was not necessarily probably the greatest man.
Okay, but you did have some sort of relationship with your father.
Yeah, I did. It just wasn't.
And you still have, one to this day.
Oh, absolutely. We're close with them. My dad is probably one of my best friends. He's the father figure in my daughter's life. He coaches her softball team. I mean, my dad could retire, and he still chooses to work till she's 18 so that he can provide extra for her.
Now, you know why I'm asking you that question? Because it's a difference I've noticed this, every woman I've talked to that had their father in their life or some sort of relationship with their father, they speak totally different than the women that didn't have no father at all. None.
Absolutely, yeah.
Even if you're having an every other weekend relationship.
True.
So the way you kept talking about you respect another woman, this and that, I say, oh, no, her father was around some way, somehow. That's why I wanted to pose that question.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely, yeah. But
you know,
I wasn't always like that. My mother was married to my stepfather for many years, and it was a horrible. He was very verbally abusive, never physically, because my mom was pretty tough, and she probably would have whooped his ass. But excuse my language. But I didn't have a good impression. Like, my main male role model that I grew up with didn't care about me, didn't love me, was very jealous of me. So when I was 19. My father's daughter was the first man I ever got involved with. He was 14 years older than me, which I did not know at the time. And I was very young and naive, and he was very abusive. And I was in that relationship for 2 years. And then after I had my daughter, about 3 months after I'd had her, I said, I can't do this. So I wasn't always that strong. I mean, it's taken me some time and some experience to really grow into the woman I've become. So, I mean, I was in it. When I say abusive, when I say he was ratchet, came from a ratchet family. I mean, he was the most, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, horrible. I mean, these people are terrible, the whole family.
I don't understand, Laura, and Sheila, I'm going to ask both of you women this question, okay, since y'all know a little bit. Why is it that women don't consider this man and who he is and his background before they have children? Since women have over 30 forms of birth control available to them, why isn't that considered?
You know, I can't make excuses for myself. I was 18.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you. I'm just throwing a general question.
No, I don't understand either. I don't understand. I see you doing one time, I love my daughter and never take her back. She's the light of my life. But I do wish I would have reconsidered, because now it's a constant battle all the time, and I have to pay huge attorney fees to keep her safe. And, you know, it's a very dramatic, you know, process for me, because I have to deal with this man, and he's not easy to deal with. And then I have to, you know, explain to my daughter. Oh, geez. But I won't do it again. I'll never have children unless I'm married, unless, of course, I choose to adopt on my own. Like, when I'm older, I might do that. But I don't know why they do it. I don't know. I don't know if it's just – I don't know why women are having unprotected sex anyway with HIV and herpes and everything as rampant as it is. Does nobody value their life anymore? Are we all living the YOLO motto? I mean, I don't understand that at all. I feel like YOLO is – garbage. I feel like, no, you only die once. You live every day, to be real.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
I mean, I just don't understand.
Me personally, like I said, I don't get it, because, like, just from what I see, women have so many things against them, you know, when they have a child. I mean, if you do the research, it's horrible for a woman to come into a situation, you know, just with a child by herself. I mean, the average payment in the United States is $300 a month child support, and if she even gets that. You get what
I'm
saying?
I don't get anything.
See, there you go, because I did the research on that. You may not get anything. The guy get, you know, I don't know, thousands and thousands of dollars in the hole and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they may tell him, okay, well, you pay $10, $20 a month or whatever. Hold on a second. Hey, Miss Sheila, you dropped your call?
Yes, I did. I apologize.
Okay. You ain't apologizing to me, sister. But I need to ask you the same question I asked Laura. Why women are having children and not investigating these guys, their families, and stuff like that when they have over 30 forms of birth control available to them, when they know all the odds are stacked against them having children?
You know, that's a really tough question that I personally don't know. I mean, myself, I was married before I had my child. We were married for 2 years. I'm a widow now. But I've seen it, like my cousins. They have 3 and 4 and 5 children with just random guys. And it's like they don't learn. Just, you know, they have 3 different fathers for the children. They didn't learn the first time. They didn't learn the second time. Not even the third time, because they're going on the 4th and 5th child now. I really just don't even understand it. And I used to just get made fun of by my cousins for not having children until I was 26 years old. And they were just like, what's wrong with you? Why don't you have any kids? Because I hadn't found anybody that I didn't want wanted to have kids with yet.
Did they question your sexuality?
Oh, they all the time. And my sister as well. My sister's 34 and she doesn't have any children.
That's sad. It's like, it's sad. Why black folks do that?
Because of the stats is like 70-something% of black women have children outside of wedlock. So that's the norm. It's the cultural norm for women to have kids, like at least 2 or 3 kids by the time they're 30. And so if you are a woman and you're 25 and you don't have kids, and let's say you just said you don't even want to be in a relationship with anybody until you're ready to settle down, that's like a foreign idea. Like if someone says that, like, you know, if it, like, I'm looking at the comments section and someone says that they were 21 in college without kids, and I mean, for some reason people think that's strange. But it's like, why would somebody have kids in college anyway?
That is very, very sad. Now, Laura, let me ask you a question.
It is.
Okay, now I have to ask Laura, because Laura represents a different community. Laura, I have to ask, because black folks are one thing, white people is another. In the white community, do they look at you strange if you're 21 years old and don't have a child?
No.
See, that's normal.
That's normal. That's normal, and it's expected.
Wait, say that again. It's what?
It's expected.
So in the white community...
My grandmother said to my father just the other day, she says, I don't know why your daughters couldn't have had children after they were married. I mean, that's my grandmother said that. I mean, she's from England, but so she's a little stuffy. But it's expected that we go to college and then we get married and then, you know, or we have children after we're financially stable. I mean, that's kind of the norm for, you know, in my community. But it's not, you know, that's rapidly changing, I think, as well. I mean... You can find this type of stuff in every community, honestly, but
Of course, you can find single parenting in every community, because the numbers, you know, it's numbers in every race. I've read them all, okay? And I did a video all on single parenting, and I put up all the numbers, okay? So it's not one people group that's doing it. But what I'm saying is, is that we got to understand, see, at one point in time in the black community, we was the same exact way in our families. You better not get that girl pregnant. Mm-hmm. If you get her pregnant, or you're going to marry her, or they could, or the whole family going to come beat you down. It ain't about all that. And it's like after the crack epidemic happened, I noticed it has changed greatly.
I take it back to my face, and I know people, not everybody wants to hear it, but and especially women, we go out and we have children with different men, and we're searching for something to fill a hole in our life. Mm-hmm. Women are searching to fill a void in their life. They need love. Little girls, I know a little girl. In fact, my daughter's father has an older daughter that he abused very badly. When she got away from him, she had a baby. I helped her out. She left. I said, Andrea, don't you get pregnant again. Go get on birth control. She went and had another baby with a different boy. And after that, I said, don't you do it again. And now she's on number 3, and she's not even 21 years old because her father never left her. And she searches mm-hmm. for love from every boy she meets to fill a void that she should be filling with God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of problems. That's the problem with a lot of women, actually, is that, you know, with them for not having their father, like, just like, you know, boys don't have their father in their life, and they turn up a lot of times, you know, they be in these bad neighborhoods and grow up to be, you know, these terrorists on the street, because that's what I call them. I call them terrorists now. I ain't hear what he said anyway.
You ordering some food? I don't know.
It's like you ordering food, brother?
He's got a mute button on his phone, doesn't he?
No, I'm muting him out. Eric Cole, 404, you're on the show.
What's going on?
I'm good.
Interesting you bring that up about these, you know, the young men in these bad communities. I was just thinking about it. What are the mistakes that young men can get into, right? And what is it? I mean, you go to jail, all right? You saw gang banging, or you know. What I'm trying to say is, men's mistakes, they can overcome those mistakes and still, you know, have a good life. Women, if you have more than two kids, what you didn't do is a rap for you.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? A woman, what would be considered a woman's mistake? All right, having multiple kids by different dudes, or being a town slut, or being somebody to jump off, like those kind of mistakes, it's a rap for you. A dude could go to jail for 10 years, still come home. I mean, he may not be able to get a job or something like that, but he can still kind of get his life together and find a woman and get married and all that good stuff. Even if a dude has – even if the situation was reversed and a dude had 5 kids with, you know, 5 different chicks, women would still, you know, accept that.
Yeah, you know, women are a little more desperate for love. It's a little harder for us. Men can go out and really, you know, they can. I mean, I'm telling you, in Spokane, Washington, if you are a black man that doesn't want to do shit with his life, you come here and you can find a woman that will house you, clothe you, feed you, sleep with you, have children with you, and let you go and creep all over town. And all you got to do is, you know, have a good enough mouthpiece to manipulate her. And it doesn't take much.
But you know what? Let him do it. Like I said in the chat room, I said that's how the universe balances itself out. You know, you got people who do good. You got people who don't do good. You got women who are smart. You got women who are stupid. I mean, if the world was perfect, we wouldn't have fucked up people. You know what I mean? No. So sometimes I thank those women
that take those kind of men off of our hands. That way we don't have to end up with them.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck my past.
Right, that's why I don't get upset when all these gay dudes walking around in these streets. Hey, be gay all you want, my nigga. You know what I mean? It's just more women for
yeah, that's another. I have gay friends, and I don't look at the male gay friends I have as them being disgusting or anything. I don't want to, you know, think about it. But I don't. They're gay. They're openly gay. We know they're gay. What disgusts me is when I find out that a straight man is gay. And he's not letting anybody know. That is so disgusting.
Them DL kind of dudes. Yeah. I don't like that stuff either. Like, if you're going to be gay. Do your thing,
be gay.
I mean, but don't sit up here and be lying to these women at midnight creeping, you know, with a dude. somewhere, mm-hmm. like exactly. Trapped in the Closet kind of junk R. Kelly.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking about Chuck and Rufus.
Mm.
What's poppin'? Hey, my fault. I've been away for a minute, man. What's poppin'? What y'all talking about? My fault.
Noah.
Cash. You already improved, brother, weren't you?
No, that wasn't Noah. It wasn't Nola ordering food. That was Chad ordering food. I had to mute him out. I say, let me see if he's still left. And he was ordering food. I say, let the brother eat some food, I guess. I guess he forgot he was still on the line. It wasn't Nola.
Oh.
Yeah, what's good, man? You're watching
Stevie J on Creep Life, huh?
I watched it the hour before. I was just watching the reruns. I was eating something.
You were posting on Facebook. See, this is exactly the topic we were talking about too. Talking about the, what did you say something about? That app on your phone. So let me look at that status update. It was something along the lines of, if you have naked pictures on your phone, you should put this app on there so your girl won't know that you're cheating on her.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
I didn't say cheating. I just said so she won't see. I don't like you going my shit.
Okay.
What Nola talking about, that is so old already. That is so old. All just like every dude. Do what?
They had that boy went on Shark Tank. He bought that app so that you could hide emails and phone numbers, and he tried to pitch it to the people on Shark Tank, you know, the show with Damon Dash and Ben.
Yeah.
You ever watch that? I was like, oh my gosh, morality has just gone out the window.
Yeah, but you know what makes those apps make you so stupid? Like, you still, the text messaging and the pictures and all that stuff, it's still tracked through your cell phone provider. So you're not getting away with nothing. You're getting away with it from the simple fact of her seeing it in the phone. But if she wanted to go to a private detective, she could find you out if she got a hold of your bill.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the FBI has anything on a woman who's looking for something.
Yeah.
We can find
Real niggas don't need apps like that. Real niggas will leave their phone right on the table. I don't have my phone a lot. I don't have my phone, nothing. I leave my phone right on the table. Hey, babe, I'll be right back. I mean, I'm not in a relationship, you know, and even the ones that I date, you know, I kind of don't, you know, really be creeping. Mm-hmm. But listen, because you know what the old saying is, man, if you search for something, you're going to find it. So, I ain't got nothing. My phone's right there. You know, I leave my phone right on the table. You know, if you understand the type of relationship we are in, and here's the thing, right? Because sometimes a female will get it twisted and think they're in a relationship and they're not in a relationship and they start tripping when a dude is seeing other people or a dude is kind of, you know, creeping on, not creeping on the side, but, you know, seeing other people. You know, and I tell cats all the time, you know, you ain't got to hide nothing. You know, you ain't got to hide nothing. You know, but I think I leave my phone right on the table. I take showers, the phone be right there. Go ahead, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, most dudes these days keep their phone with a password anyway. You know what I'm saying?
So
you can pick it up all day if you want to, but you ain't gonna get in it because it's password.
You ain't gonna get in.
Yeah. But you know, it'd be funny because dudes would take their phone in the bathroom with them while they take a shower. Dudes do everything to keep the phone away from them.
Take the battery out, nigga.
Oh man.
Crazy. That's too much trouble. I mean, why?
Yeah, that's what
why
not just be single?
That's not the case all the time, though. Because give example, and I'm gonna tell you what can get to a guy in trouble. A guy can be in a relationship not doing nothing. One of his homeboys, he's like, man, he's like, man, check this out. And he takes you a picture, and you're like, dog, like that. And then he leave the phone right there. His girl see it or whatever, or somebody like got a wife. She's just tripping. You know, even though she saw it come from him, she's just still tripping. That's somebody you fool. You know, I'm like, dog, like, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he just sent me a picture. I can't control
that. I made that mistake. I sent my homeboy a picture, and he was married at the time.
And like I see, the reason why I sent it is because I know that he has the phone more, you know, most of the time. So I'm like, okay, and he said it was cool to send the picture. So I sent the picture, and some kind of way he messed around and let her get a hold of the phone. And, you know, next thing you know, he getting upset with me because, you know, she saw the picture. And I'm like, well, you know, you should have more control over the situation because you the one told me to send the picture. And how she get a hold of your phone anyway? I mean, come on.
Yes, I don't be touching. My thing is this: if I got to be at the point, I got to be just worrying about and checking your phone. We don't even be in a relationship.
That's
how I feel.
That's exactly how
I ain't about to be checking no phone. I am
like,
not.
That's exactly why. I was like, if you're a busy person and you really have a life, you wouldn't have time to be with going through all the detective work, going through people's phones.
Exactly.
And I go from school to work. I mean, nobody has time for all that.
Exactly.
I was just going to add on. See, my personality is such where, you know, if I find someone, I usually, you know, stay with them. I don't step out, and it's not. I don't think it's for any other reason other than in my younger years, you know, my early 20s, I used to, you know, kind of do my thing, but I'm not smart enough to cheat. I'm serious because I don't have time because you gotta delete numbers.
Man, it's not that you're not smart, man. Text just, text you just don't lie well.
I'm not a good liar either.
Same thing because you gotta cover your tracks. You gotta delete phone numbers. You gotta delete text messages. You gotta be on a constant lookout all the time. I'm just not with that, man. That just takes too much time and energy for me, man.
Wait, really?
I be on some sloppy shit, man. I always fuck around.
That's like having a warrant without a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
I accidentally called an email by a different name,
you know. So it's just not worth it. I mean, and I'm a horrible liar. Yeah. Men were horrible liars.
Most men are horrible liars.
And you know what they say about a lie? You got to remember all your lies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You got to track.
Because women good at remembering too. They ask you questions like, you know, for certain answers, and they be knowing the answer to it half of the time, but they want to see what you're gonna say.
We write them down.
Yep.
Well, I thought the other day you said you was at so and so. You know, so it's like, man, forget that. My attitude about all that stuff is like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
Your girl will sit down and ask you 4 months later, like, remember when you went out with such and such? What is that drink you said you had? Do you remember?
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
And you said it before, you're in trouble.
Yeah. And your dumb ass would be like, oh, nah, I didn't go out that night. You said you did. You said you went out that night. Oh, shit. You talking about that night? Yeah, that night. Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen, I got time for that, man.
Yeah,
if somebody wants to cheat, they're going to cheat regardless. Or it's not in you. But I don't know. The desperate women thing, though, if women would just have respect for themselves and required men to have respect for them, and if the majority of women would do that, men would start respecting women because men, they want things.
No, what you just said is the absolute truth, because at the end of the day, women have the power. Women have
absolutely
the power. If women woke up one day and said, I want a man who has a blue-collar, white-collar job, you know, 50,000 and up, whatever, or 30, as long as he's working, you know, if he's a working guy, I want him educated, et cetera. If all women woke up tomorrow and did that, men, we would change.
Absolutely.
So all these guys you see out here with the rims.
What women really need to do is close their legs and say, put a ring on it. And
fuck that. All these guys out here.
That sounds like Nola.
Yeah, but that's the problem, though. That's exactly what
you don't like women like me.
So many girls are so, there's like so many girls that just.
Yeah, I don't know. Females is easy, though. I mean, like, they not, it's nothing interesting about them. Like, if a chick is just like, like just not giving you, like just giving it up too quick and all that. So you're gonna be like, well, man, what's up with her? You're gonna be intrigued a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, these females are just giving it to you. You said hello, and then the next, or you said, you know, these chicks on Facebook or whatever you're talking to, you know what I'm saying? And you meeting the chick the next minute, having sex with her the third minute, and like, dog. I mean, why would
a guy?
Well,
if you're a man, if you're a man and you get it on the first night, don't you think the next man gets it on the first night? And in your mind,
exactly.
Don't you think that's a little disturbing? I mean, for most men, that's probably kind of like, how many dudes have ran through her? I mean, if I could get it on the first night, I didn't even do anything. I mean,
we don't care. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't think like that.
Yeah.
You don't want to wife anybody
like
that. You don't think. I'm gonna wife her. You know, she, even if she has the best hoo-ha in the world.
But she won't have the best hoo-ha in the world letting dudes run into the first night. She'll be too loose.
And infected and everything else.
Exactly. She ain't got no tightness down there letting dudes run through it like that. She, man, please. Anyway, Eric Cole 402, you on the show? Erico 402?
Yeah. Oh, yes, this is Black Man 37.
Oh, what's going on, Black Man 37? All right.
Yeah, what's going on? So.
What's going on, Black Man?
Just trying to survive out here. Just listening to the conversation.
Just trying to survive, man. Were you surviving all right?
Sure, I'm surviving as well as Tim.
Man, you sound like you got it down, brother. You all right?
I'm
trying to survive best way I can.
Man, I'm just being truthful, man. Just being truthful.
I'm messing with you, man.
I know.
this is Manuel from Minneapolis. I just want to finish up with what I was saying.
Okay, finish up, sir.
No,
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Finish up.
No. No disrespect, but no, it's just women have the roles. They have the power, rather. Women have the power, and all of these things can be reversed. The only reason why you see these guys in 22-inch rims with a car from, like, 1987, you know, all because they're trying to attract women. If women woke up tomorrow, like I said, and decided, you know, hey, I'm not attracted by that, you know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to me, you have to have your pants up to your waist. You know, you have to be presentable. Mm-hmm. You have to use proper grammar. Men would change. Men would change. Oh, and brothers, you know I'm right. We'd change overnight.
What? Proper grammar.
Which would change. Which would change. No, I'm saying it's the truth, but I mean,
but
a lot of guys, there's a lot of manginas out here who just, you know, throw money at females, you know, so they make it real easy for them. So I mean, this is why this stuff continues. But that's all I wanted to say though.
But it works both ways though, because the women act the way they act due to us as men as well. If you think about it. If we cut them off,
yeah,
and say, you know,
it's too
what?
Bad
I don't,
that women have
I don't
to
want,
be like that.
You know, I don't want to. I don't want no hoes. I don't like no hood rats. And
no,
cut
of
them off.
Not.
They'll change their ways too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If
that's
these dudes
that's
went
that's
on
really
a mass
true.
Look, if these dudes went on a mass shunning campaign and be like, you know what? If you 22 years old and got two kids, don't talk to me. And most dudes went on that. These females would not have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, man,
yeah.
I don't want to be like her. Can't get a man. That's what the next female is going to say. So we all can make, you know, impressions on the other opposite, you know, sex. You know, they can require us to be step our game up, be men. We can require them to be women. But in this day and time, we're not really doing it on both sides.
Yeah,
of
because
home.
We're
well,
we're
also here. Being, well, but you also have to take into account that social engineering has been playing a part in this whole game, too. It's not just, it also can, you know, can give a put a habit forming type of mentality in a person who's not really paying attention to where they'll follow something instead of just stopping, looking at it and thinking, wait a minute, this whole picture don't look right. Why do I have to be this certain way in order to get this result? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize that.
I believe there's a great social engineering upon all American citizens, and you can see it in every race because you're seeing the same behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, like at one point in time, I'm gonna tell you what's tripping me out. Like, I ain't gonna lie. At one point in time, like, you know, the way, you know, the dancing and twerking is nothing new. It's really not. It just went mainstream. You only seen, like, you know, like chicks in the hood would do that. Now you're seeing, you know, every female doing this stuff now, and, like, it's just blowing up. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's up with this? You know, I mean, just everything that everybody is just doing the same thing, listening to the same music, being ignorant all the same way. They all cussing each other out, everybody fighting. You can find videos of everybody doing it now. It's not one group, it's everybody. Mm-hmm. And they keep promoting, you know, this, like he was talking about social engineering, the dumbing down of the masses, so these politicians can do what they want to do behind the scenes and nobody will know nothing until after they done it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, for instance, give you a small example. They were talking about, you know, the Obamacare. Everybody was so focused on Obama with health care, you didn't pay attention to him putting in that clause in there where they could fine you for not having health insurance from the IRS. Nobody paid attention to it. But they show you a lot of smoke and mirrors to get you to follow it. And when people start getting hit from the IRS with them fines, then they go like, oh, we didn't know. You know, and like, well, there you go, right there. You're paying attention to some of the reality TV. You're paying attention to twerking. You're paying attention to who fighting on World Star and all this other stuff. But yet, these politicians, you know, all of them, including Obama, is up there just trying to rape everybody dry. It don't matter the color.
Our government knows that, you know, we're in a we live in a gullible society. People just do what they're told, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They go to school, get a good job, and say, hey, you know, this is it. And, you know, they know that people are just going to go with that. No one decides to do for self. As a nation, that's what we forgot to do. Yeah. We forgot how to do for self.
Mm-hmm.
This is why America is going down the road. Or she's going down now.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's making her own stuff. Look at the dishes. Go ahead.
We ultimately live in a society where if you live outside of the norm and you try to do your own thing, then you're looked upon as an outcast, and you're a weirdo. You can't do anything outside of the norm.
Yeah, I experienced that
in
my
life. No, I was just going to say, when I decided to not go to get my master's and stuff, I decided to get my own business. Everybody like, oh, you know, it was my friends and my family that ridiculed me the most. Oh, you're stupid. What are you doing? Now look at them now. I'm fine with my personal care business. You guys are looking for jobs. We have degrees.
Right.
I've been singing a different tune now.
But see,
most of the time, you're going to do what you want to do with your life. Like, if you have a dream, follow your dream. I mean, you don't necessarily have to go to college to be successful.
You don't.
You don't.
That's what they teach.
But you know what, though?
You're supposed to assimilate.
But when you live outside the box and you live outside the norm, the one good thing about doing that is you attract the right people to come in your life. Because when you don't, when you follow society and you're a follower, you're going to attract every, you know, hood rat, regular Joe, you know, you're going to attract bad people in your life, from friends to relationships to, I mean, even some family members. But, you know, that's the best piece of advice anybody can take, is just do what you want to do and don't worry about what anybody else thinks. You know, as long as it's moral and it's, you know what I mean, if it's your dream, do it.
I can also question morality. I mean, you can even question morality to a certain degree, because according
you
to
can.
Who, what is morale?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you talk about the
basics.
If you talk about the founding nation, the way this nation was founded, really, who's to say what was moral? Because the way this nation was started was off of an immoral act.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
but you know what moral is, and what, I mean, common sense.
Well, some people don't have common sense. Some people don't have
common
sense.
Common sense
common.
It should be called rare
sense,
because people don't have it.
Yeah.
Right.
But the thing is, I wanted to add is, you know, the two things that I see, number one, was you talking about the country itself, the destruction of the family unit, is that's the bread and butter of any place. If you destroy the family, you destroy it all. And our family structure, no matter what group isn't intact like it should be? It's too many things that's against the family unit, okay? Mm-hmm. And then also when you're talking about college, college only train you to be a worker ant. It don't train you to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to have that mentality for yourself.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't train you to be an independent
parent. Oh, yeah. Well, most of everything in life really starts from home and start
parenting.
From parenting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
yeah.
you, because your parents build up, you know, your confidence, you know, your self-esteem, you know, all the things that you need, you know, to, you know, make it. And like I say, with along the lines of tonight's topic, that's a parenting issue because parents should raise you to think good about yourself and demand that whatever person you're with, you know, as a woman, that this man should do something equal to you and bring something to the table also.
Mm-hmm.
Not to sit up here and just sucking up hot air. Same thing I tell guys about a woman. She don't just need to come to the table what's between her legs. She got to put some stuff on the table too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But a lot of women,
they know that sometimes that's not true. Because if you're a really attractive woman, sometimes that's all you have to bring. And there's men that'll still.
Yeah, but for how long? Trust me.
It don't last.
I don't care how attractive a woman is. Give that man a year with her, and he still thinks he's attractive, but it's not going to be to the point like he just falling all over the place. Period.
Yeah, especially if she's spending all his money.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
there's
always a right, and there's always a new crop of young women coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
And look what they're learning.
You're the most bad. Yeah, you're just the bad. You know, the bad woman on the block because you got this bad body, that pretty face, and the hair, and all that stuff. They come up every generation. There's another crop of beautiful women, and let's not just stop in just the United States. Hell, there are beautiful women all over the world.
You're in competition with the world.
You ain't competition just in the United States. Like one of us in Texas, and you got another one in Tennessee, another one. I mean, you got competition all over. Period. So you may be bad at this little area, but doesn't mean you just the only
and
one.
And men are the same way. I mean, that's a loyalty factor. When you're in a relationship, you always know that there's a man with more money, a man with a nicer body, a man better looking, or vice versa, or a female. That's your loyalty. Mm-hmm. Have you been with this person for 5 years? Don't allow temptation to come into your life. I mean, you know what temptation is. You know.
Yeah,
everybody knows. People are just weak. People are just weak. They're weak.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're superficial. And we're chasing ideas. I said that before.
Yeah.
People need to really stop chasing their idea and look for the person. Date the person. This is something Zoe Williams says on his show. And I agree with him. Date the person.
Yeah.
And you guys, and then you got us out here that don't know ourselves. So how do we know what to look for? If you don't really know yourself, you're just attracting the wrong type of person because you ain't grown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I don't know that it's ever going to change. Unfortunately, I think we're a little too far gone. But I think there are certain people out there that are, you know, that are still, you know, good and stick to their beliefs and stick to their morals, stick to their values, and you know, hopefully those people find people just like them so that they can at least, you know, we can at least have some good families. I mean, there are some good men. There are some good women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I'll get in trouble for saying this, but in my experience, if I counted the amount of good women I know versus the amount of good men, the women are going to by far outweigh the men. However, there are good men out there. They're just hard to find.
So give me a second. Eric code 210, you on the show?
Oh, that's Nolan. You did my phone.
You're calling back. Your phone. You didn't charge your phone up, man?
Not my Bluetooth.
Oh, your Bluetooth.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Oh, yeah. Laura. Yeah. I guess if you want to say that, because there's more women in the United States than men, so... You know, I mean, by the numbers, I would agree with that.
Yeah, sure.
Well,
absolutely.
Let me knock this out of the water, too, because according to even some of the historical research, there's always been more women on the planet than men, even since the beginning. So I want to make sure I get that in there, because some of us have taken that and we're like, there's always been more women on the planet than there has been men. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact of the matter is, it don't matter how good she is. The fact of the matter is, she's good enough to get a man to say I do. That's what I tell you.
But you know what? That's not even true either. Because people say I don't in a minute. They say I do and then turn around and say, nope, I changed my mind. I mean, our divorce rate is higher than, I think, marriage.
And that's why, you know, when you really getting to know someone, you know, it's great to be friends first, because, you know, if you want to engage into a relationship, you got to know and you got to feel that that person has their best interest in you at heart, because oftentimes we rush way too far. We rush it. And, you know, for the man and woman, when we rush it, there's red flags that we don't see, or we just may choose to ignore it at that point. So, I mean, it's the best thing is, you know, if you're really interested in a person, you got to develop that friendship first. Make sure that person has their best interest in you at heart.
Exactly.
Like somebody said, one minute it can be this, and then the next thing you know, bam, oh, why did this happen? Well, you rushed it, idiot. What you thought was going to happen? I mean, so.
In my opinion, just my small opinion, I've always said that don't get in a relationship with a woman, be her friend first, because that way you can find out who she really is. Because if she's trying to, like date you, she's going to put on all this facade, and dude's going to put on a facade, too. They're trying to holler at you. But if you just being friends, y'all talking, y'all talking about your kids, you're talking about work, you're talking about, you know, whatever you got going on, you don't care what they think, you don't care how you dress in front of them, you just don't care, it's whatever, you just being you, then they can actually learn you and appreciate you as a person. Then if it turns into that, well, already you already know her. You know y'all cool, y'all can talk, y'all got this conversation and communication, and, you know, it works out better. You will get a good friend out of it, or this friend gonna turn into, you know, something better. Which is, it's good to have somebody you already friends with. That way you already kind of know each other, you know.
Exactly.
And that's how I always felt about the situation, you know. But,
that's that common sense again.
some dudes are like, oh, you know, no, but she gonna keep you in the friend zone. I'm like, well, if it's meant for us to be friends, it's meant for us to be friends. I'm like, I ain't tripping. I mean, it's not every situation is meant for you to be with. I mean, it's not. I mean, some females just meant to be your friend, and some can be your friend into something else.
Men and women cannot be friends. Like, I be telling niggas this. I can't be friends with a chick. And
why?
I'm just mad. I need to hit that.
How old are is this? No, is this, who is this?
Nola.
How
old is he?
You know what? I'm gonna have to agree with the young boy.
How old are you?
I'm going on 24 in July. You heard?
July what?
I'm gonna have to agree. July
13th. I'm July 5th. So, you know, we've a Cancer sign. That surprised me, but
you're 24.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I get it. Okay, I can understand why you talk the way you talk then. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Like, it's forever.
You're gonna hit some me. Okay, I'm gonna hold my tongue.
But I agree with him though.
You can't be friends with a woman. I can't
agree with that, man. Because I've done it.
Listen,
I've done it real well, man.
I've had plenty of male friends. You don't have to have. It depends on if there's any type of attraction between you. Like, if you're attracted to the person, then no.
I can honestly say I've had female friends and we didn't do a doggone thing. It's not that they were butt ugly or anything. It's just the fact that we're just friends, and it's okay. Sometimes you need a woman's point of view on something. You ain't got to touch every last woman you with.
Not everybody has chemistry either.
I mean, for me, the mark of maturity for a man is when he know he can control himself. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're at the point like Nola where you can't control yourself because you got to be with the chick, then you can get played too like that. A female could just come in and play you so good. I'm telling you, Nola, it's some female got some game out there, and Nola ain't seen yet. He think he's seen it.
It only happened once. Stevie J level. Niggas ain't got. I'm up there. Ain't play me. Only got me once. Half. They almost got me.
No, yeah. Somebody gonna put it on you so good, you ain't even gonna know.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Keep doing your thing, young boy. Keep doing your thing, man.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Listen, who the hell walks these streets and introduces themselves and wants to be a person's friend? Get the hell out of here. You may become friends, but that ain't never the goal. That ain't never the goal.
And for the most part, men, you know, you can say, yeah, this girl's my friend, but, I mean, for the most part, the guy is there because obviously he has some kind of attraction to you. And even you females are on the phone right now. If you got guys that are friends, yeah, he may say, yeah, he's your friend, but deep down in there, he's probably afraid or shy. Yeah, he wants to start something with you. Yeah. Probably just doesn't
know
how to go about doing it.
We gotta take the term friend, man. We throw this term friend around too loose. Like, oh, he's my friend. He's my friend. Mm. That nigga ain't your friend. He's just waiting for the right opportunity to hit it.
Right.
And that's true. I will agree with that.
Because if I'm starting something with a female, she said, oh, this is my friend. This is my friend. Oh, okay, well. When you let go, it's not a sense of jealousy. It's just that I've walked around a block more than once. Oh, this is my friend. Okay, well, you can go ahead and have that friend when you're ready to grow up, because I ain't stupid. I know what they're there for.
In my experience, I found just to the contrary. I've been friends with females, but only after we were dating and, you know, we were in kind of a quasi-relationship and it didn't work out, and then we became friends after that.
Exactly.
Like real friends. Like, I never started off meeting a female and dated, or not dated them, but became their friends. It never worked out like that.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to disagree. I believe you can, but see, the thing is, I kind of agree with Gabriella. Like, if you meet that person, right, and let's say you meet this female, and there's already that physical attraction that you see in her, I do agree that, yeah, you're going to be thinking about hitting it, of course. But if this is just a female that, you know, y'all on some other level with, you know, and it's not really necessarily that attraction there, you know, y'all just know it's a
then
business
it can
thing.
Work.
I mean, or, yeah, yeah.
Because well, I have I mean, guy friends that, I, like, I, the only I, way I, that I, it I, can I, work is if you're not attracted to them. But if you do have some type of attraction to them, like, if you even have a little crush on them, it's going to be really hard for you guys to have just a platonic friendship. But I've had platonic friendships with guys before.
Exactly.
Let me add something. But I can say, and I have to say this is true, most guys is going to be friends with a chick that he would possibly date, for the most part.
Yep.
If you notice, most dudes say that chick's my friend, 9 out of 10, she's going to be somewhat attractive. And if he was a chick that you would consider not attractive, that'd be the only, she may be a close friend or something, but most dudes will do that, because like I said, I've done it.
Or it's a woman they could see themselves with in the future. A lot of men do that, too. They keep the woman that they could wife up in the friend zone because they're not ready to settle down, so they mess with the, you know what I mean, the easy girl down the street, you know.
But that works on the other side, too, because most men, like, if they want to get with this chick right off the back, and if he's the type of dude like me that think a lot, I say, okay, it's not working. Let me be her friend. I'm going to work on it while I'm a friend. And I'm going to slowly reel her in. You know what I said? Dudes do that all the time.
I agree with you, Vaisho, but you know, I think it works both ways, though, because females do that, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of females, they don't particularly deal with guys they're not attracted to like that, as far as, like, friends, you know?
Mm.
So it just depends.
Things have changed. Women are trying to be men now.
Let me respond to some of this dude talking about in the chat room. Talking about the chat room, don't spend your money on to pay their bills. Like, shoot, if a chick my friend, I ain't paying a dime. I don't trick on no female. Never have. The only time I ever paid something is I was in a committed relationship. I mean, like, serious relationship. I don't pay bills. Get that.
But if that's your quote-unquote friend, then what does this term tricking mean? That wouldn't apply, would it?
Hold on. There's a difference. If she's a friend and she say, hey, I'm short on something, And the first thing I'll be like is say, okay, if I help you out, what day I'm going to get my money? And I'm serious about my money. You going to pay me back? And say, yeah, I'll pay you back this day. I don't want to hear like, I ain't got my money, because I say, don't you ever ask me for nothing no more. Now, when you're tricking, you're just paying bills and not expecting nothing in return other than hopefully some booty or whatever.
Yeah,
but
friend, ask for that. But you know what? Listen, like now, you know, I you know, my man is a little lighthearted, you know, my little young boy. But now, but seriously, if we had more cats like that, then shit would be fucked up. I mean, at least he's keeping it real and honest, and that's what y'all want, right?
Mm.
If a nigga wants to say, if a nigga just wants to hit it, wouldn't you rather? Yeah, listen, I'm just trying to hit it.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather have a guy actually say that than sit there and lie and try to get into these fake relationships. Because there was there was a meme on it. Like, let me explain my point though. There's a meme where this little—I don't know if you guys know what memes are, but it's
yes,
like those
do.
Little internet pictures. But some people don't know what it means, so someone just asked me what a simp was.
Right.
Not everybody knows the terminology. There was this thing that said basically. What was it like? It was something along the line. Well, basically, it's like how. I can't even remember, but it's a lot of women that are in relationships with single men, which basically means that there's a lot of women that will get it, they'll trick themselves in their head. They'll think that they're in a relationship with a man, and the guy will kind of say things that have the woman holding on, thinking that it's going to somehow turn into a relationship when it's really never going to get there. But they feel that, okay, well, I'm not a slut if I'm sleeping with this guy, and we're kind of sort of about to be in a relationship or whatever. So it's better to just be upfront and honest and say exactly what you want, rather than sit there and lead somebody on for a long time. Because if all you're looking for is a friends with benefits, then say it.
But here's the thing, though.
I agree with what the guy was saying about you're upfront about it. But the reason why I think a lot of guys don't be upfront about it, because they know if they do say that, then they feel like, okay, I'm definitely not gonna get the bad end.
Oh yeah.
But sometimes you have to work with it because there's a lot of girls that will do a friends with benefits situation.
I think you could still say what you want. I mean, you could still say that, maybe have some little coop to it, you know, maybe not be as vulgar with it, like, yo, bitch, let me fuck. I mean, you can have a little coop to it, but essentially say the same thing without actually saying that.
You know what? I was thinking about it. That would be a good meme for Nola, actually.
Hold on, what happened?
What you just said about being up front, that would be a good meme for Nola.
I do be up front. I say friends and benefits. That's being up front.
I'm going to have to agree with Nola on this, because I've actually done that. I say, listen, like, a lot of times, I don't know what my thing was, but I would talk to them, you know, there's a certain way of being cool, and they always want to go that route with me, and I'm like, look, if you really want to go that route, I want a relationship out of this situation. I'm just cool with you. Now, if you're cool with that, we'll do that. But, you know, that way you know up front. Don't be expecting me to be calling you tomorrow, you know, talking about what you're doing, how you know, get that. But if you're cool with that, fine. Go by you.
I got a friend, man. I'll be like, man, I'll be talking to this cat, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Like, he got two chicks, man, that gave him the keys to their cribs. And all this, I'm like, yo, man, what are you doing, man? It's
11 o'clock midnight.
But women think that's what it means. I guess
when they're 11 o'clock midnight creeps, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, man, you can't be, you know, having these chicks thinking that you're going to be with them, but you're not. Yo, and he thinks it's funny. Like, yo, these chicks gave me keys to the crib. And I'm like, yo, come on, man, that ain't shit. I'm like, yo, you bugging, you know. But
and if you're a man and you know want to live up in a chick's house, a female's house, you know, and send her. I mean, at the end of the day, how do you feel on the inside as a man? You know.
Well, they don't have no feeling. They don't have no feeling about that. I don't think they're worried
about.
Yeah, they don't care. They can kill this,
bro. You're right. They don't care.
I feel great.
You feel great in less feeling, huh?
Yep. I got a chick right now. I was playing. I was a chick just like that. So you gonna make that money for me? She's like, yes, daddy. I said, I got him, man.
Oh, Lord.
I can do whatever I want with him.
I think I want to comment.
I'm not attracted to her like that, so I won't fuck with her. She's kind of ugly, so I ain't gonna fuck with her.
Wow.
But they like it,
but you know what? Listen, it's all good, because you know what? In about 10 years, just like when these desperate women are going to wake up one day and be like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? Your young boy is going to wake up 10 years from now. He's going to be like, yo, what the fuck am I doing?
Now, everybody's going to be a lesbian by then.
Yeah, man.
It's, wow,
like said,
it's like
man.
That.
Well, I mean, everybody is turning gay, so I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, me neither. And we know women especially, they partner up for a lot of different reasons. Other than just sex, I mean, it's more of a companionship thing or a security thing or, I mean, I don't know. Or they've been done so wrong by a man that they can never, ever, ever be with another one. I mean, I know a lot of women like that, but I don't know. It's so sad. This conversation is depressing me.
Hold on, Laura. Why the conversation depressing you, Laura?
Oh my God, because it's just so. I mean, you already know the truth. You already know the reality of what the world is today, and relationships, and men and women, and what we've become as a society.
Laura, you couldn't compare your situation to what other people do.
That's right.
If I compare myself to what other people did, man, I'd be like, man, what's the point of living? I mean,
I don't compare myself. What I'm saying is it's just so sad because it's so hard. Like, if you're a woman like me who desires I would love to have a husband and children and a family and have, you know, have people. First of all, I'm 30, so I'm by myself now. It's fine. But when I'm 50, I don't want to be by myself. I mean, that's not something
but
people.
But you never know who you're going to meet. Like, I was just like you at one point.
You never know,
said,
but you also never know if you will meet that person. You know what I mean? I guess
I'm a little bit more confident. I said to myself, I know I'm gonna meet a good person. I said because
but you're a man too. It's a little bit different, I think, for a man.
It's much harder for us as men. It's easier for y'all.
No, because we are women.
It's not easier for us. It's easier for you. There are more women.
Ooh, I can't hear them all.
There are more women out there, that's true, but there's very few quality women out there. There's probably more quality men out there than women.
Hold on, everybody, give me a quick second. Brother, give me a quick second. Air code 612, you on the show.
No, this is Emmanuel from Minneapolis. I'm back on.
Okay, all right, cool. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hold on, everybody. Erico 617, you on the show.
Hi.
Hi, this is Vanessa?
Yes.
Hi, Vanessa, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I've been reading a lot of your comments. Yeah, what you want to share, nigga? I heard you was saying you was a college student, no kids, no nothing, and you not like that, not desperate at all.
Like I said, I'm 21. I'm in college. I don't have kids. And it seems like every person I run into have kids. And, I mean, I don't know everybody's situation. Maybe you were young and dumb and you had one kid. But it seems to be like it's the norm for everyone to have kids. And I kind of noticed this. In my freshman year in high school, where it was like everybody's out of mind. It was the girls who were turning into guys. You got the guys going on the DL. Everybody ended up pregnant. And it was just so random how things turned out.
So where you kind of grew up at?
I grew up in Boston.
From Boston? Oh, okay. All right. So do people pressure you about having kids?
It depends. Like, I don't have kids, and people aren't really. It depends on who you run into. If you run into people who don't have kids themselves, they kind of expect it. But if you run into certain people where everybody who every female they know has children, they kind of look at you like, wow, you don't have kids. But most people who don't live that life, so to speak, don't expect you to have kids because they see that you're young and you're coming up. You're not supposed to have kids. But the people who are used to having kids or used to knowing people around that age who do have kids, they kind of look at you like you're kind of off.
Ms. Gabriella, I know you can sympathize with her, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, the school that I go to is predominantly Black, and a lot of the girls my age do have children already. There was actually this young couple that recently got married. The guy was, I think he's about 24. His wife is probably 23 or 22 or something like that. And everybody thought that was so strange. They were like, oh, my God, he's 24 getting married. Oh, he threw his whole life away. And it's crazy to me because there's men that say that they would rather either not get married or they would rather kind of just be players their whole life. And when they were speaking about that guy that got married recently, they just thought that was just, I mean, they said, oh, that's old fashioned. You shouldn't get married until you're 32. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's too bad. Chivalry is definitely dead.
Well, yeah, chivalry is dead. Not, in just my opinion, I think a lot of females killed that, though.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
absolutely.
The problem is
like
that
I
the
said,
women
I think we need to share the responsibility. I'll never contest that. We need to share the responsibility of why relationships are the way they are. Definitely,
I think,
for sure.
I think
chivalry is
chivalry
alive and well.
No, that's a lie.
No,
a man. Hold on, a man will be chivalrous to a woman that he care about and he's in a relationship with, and she's that kind of woman that just command that type of respect. He will.
Mm-hmm.
He will, but if
I think
but,
it depends.
No. Go ahead.
I think it depends on the generation. If it's the older generation, they're accustomed to chivalry, but I think it's the younger generation. Especially the men, they have to feel a certain way about you, like you were saying. If they don't, they'll treat you like any other chick because a lot of chicks, there's not really much difference between women these days. I mean, women rather be easier because it seems to be the norm. Whereas a woman who carries herself with class and standards, people kind of look at her like, why are you doing that? Why are you being so old-fashioned? Why are you being like an old lady?
Exactly.
No one does that anymore. And I think
mm-hmm.
chivalry kind of started to die off when women were like, you know, I don't need a man. I could do it on my own. And the men were like, okay, then fine. If that's what you want, then that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing, and this is the thing, on top of them being chivalry, then you got women more violent than men. I see the most vicious fights with women online than I see with guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? Women tattooing their neck up like they some dude in D Block. I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like it's crazy. Like, how can a lot of these guys even respect these women? You got, like I say, got a tattoo. Miss Gabriella, you seen that picture of that chick that tattooed on her face, right? You remember that picture I put on my fan page?
Yeah, she was a really pretty girl. So
yeah,
I don't know why
yeah.
She messed herself up.
Yeah, it's like chicks doing
yeah.
stupid stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Laura,
hard,
did you see that
hard,
picture?
It's really hard.
What's that?
Did you see that picture I'm talking about?
No, what was it? I'm sorry. I had to
yeah.
step out for
well,
a
if you, go on my fan page and look in pictures, there's a picture of a chick that got a tattoo on her face. And if you see the chick, you'd be like, why did she do that? You know what I mean? Cause,
yeah.
Because she's very nice looking or whatever. You check it out if you go on my fan page. But, you know, it's like women tattooing their face up. They piercing everything. It's like they don't look like anybody's wife.
Yeah. You make a good point, Advice. You make a very good point. It's very hard to be chivalrous to females who are just as masculine or more masculine than men.
Oh, sure, absolutely. But there's a lot of feminine pretty. I mean, I consider myself an attractive woman. I mean, I'm not
yeah.
the most beautiful woman on the earth. I'm not the thinnest woman. But, I mean, I consider myself, I'm an attractive woman. And I literally, mm-hmm. I have had these, I mean, educated men. I've, you know, they've, you know, guys in my town, there's been a couple. You know, they'll hit me up, and then they'll text me a bunch, and then I'll be like, okay, well, you know, I'm only going to do this for so long. I'm not going to sit and waste my time. I don't date for fun. I date for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a woman who just goes, I have no time to date for fun. So if you're interested, be interested.
Mm-hmm.
But do the things that a man's supposed to do to be interested. You know what I mean? Like, don't text me, call me, get to know me. I'm not.
Yeah, people do that stuff too much. If a chick texts me too much and she's always texting me and not calling, I'm gonna say she playing. And like I say, I mean, you're interested. I need to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that tells me that she's interested. Because I can tell you the last time a man says, "Can I take you out? Can I take you to a movie?" And I'm not even looking for the free. You know, a lot of women, "Oh, I want free dinner, the free date." I don't care. Money is not important to me. What's important to me is somebody's values, somebody's morals. You know, yes, they have to work. Yes, they have to have ambition. Yes, they have to have a little bit of drive. But I don't need a man to make six figures. I mean, it's not about, it's about a character of a person. It's about, you know, it's the effort a man puts into the relationship is more important than what he gives me. Well, you know, I don't understand.
I think morals went kind of down the drain because, like you were saying, you don't really need to get to know someone. And because it's very easy to sleep with someone, you don't need to get to know them. And I think people kind of lost how to interact with someone just on a platonic level of, hey, what's up? Do you want to hang out? Or something like that.
It's always, you want to hook up.
It's always something that's attached. It's like, if I'm going to hang out with you, then you're going to sleep with me, right? It is always something attached.
Yeah, there's always something attached. It's crazy.
Hey, Laura, where you from, Laura? You said you're from Seattle or Spokane?
I'm close to Seattle. I'm on the other side of Washington.
Yeah. Remind me never to go up there. You making that shit seem fucked up there.
I mean, Seattle for 2 weeks.
You've been sitting on Seattle.
Noah would have a great time.
God damn.
Oh, he would love it. This is his city, for real. This got his name all over it, I'm telling you.
There's black women up there. Black women only.
Oh, there's black women up here.
You got quiet.
No, there's black women up here. I mean, the black community is small in Spokane in general. It's like 7%, but there's black women up here.
Yeah. But I can believe that. But
a lot of mixed. We got a lot of mixed women. We got a lot of light skin, you know, mixed girls.
Oh, that's Nola right there.
That's perfect right there.
I said light skin, not mixed.
How would you know?
Hey, listen. I thought you had red bone fever, Nola. Two black parents, not one mixed with white. I never said that.
Hey, they were mixed with something somewhere down the line.
All of us got something down the line.
Down the line.
Hey, the advice, so can I be heard?
Yes, you can be heard. You hear being heard now.
Okay, sorry guys, I'm on about three radio shows. I just wanted to check if I could be heard. Y'all talking about being mixed?
No.
No, that's Nola brought that up. We ain't talking about being mixed. It's Nola just threw it.
Man, you got yellow bones, man. Why don't you like them dark skinned sisters? Come on,
man. I know.
Chocolate sisters like Khalid Muhammad always used to say, man. He likes some chocolate woman. His color.
Look who talking. You like white girls. Look who talking.
And like say, hey, man, I've always been the type of person that I don't discriminate against nothing. If a woman's interested, then that's fine for me. The only thing I've always said, it's about the person. I can care less about what people think, what I do. Like,
we need more men like you on this planet.
Listen,
about 50,000 of you and be a lot better off.
Hey, I don't think you want 50,000 of me. I don't think he even cares. young boy just needs for them to have a pussy. That's all he cares about.
I'm NOI, man. I'm NOI. It come first, you heard me?
Oh, Lord. Noel, where are you from?
I'm from New Orleans, uptown.
I knew you were from Louisiana. I almost said I knew it. When you said you heard me, I knew it. I knew it.
Hey, how much trap you checking?
Wow.
Hey, hell, we got 10 minutes left. We can entertain them. how much trap you checking?
Yeah. No, I guess no little heat.
Who you talking to me?
Yeah, man, how much trap you checking, baby?
I'm doing numbers.
I got a question though about you. So basically, Laura, what you're saying, Spokane is like just basically this a mostly white town.
It is predominantly white, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. We have a small black community, and it's a small community. Everybody knows everybody, pretty much.
Now I understand why she said her brother stepped foot over there is on. I get it now. I get it. There ain't that many brothers over there. I get it.
Yeah, no, there's really not. But I think that's why a lot of people have a misconception of black people in general out here, because what they base off what they see out here is not good. But people need to venture out to the world, because how a certain, you know, small number of people carry themselves is not how a whole race of people can. That's why I hate when people stereotype and, you know, try to say, oh, all black people do this, all black people do that. No, they don't. They really don't. There's large in numbers of people that do different things in their life and the way they raise their children. I mean, I've been told crazy things from all black people call their kids motherfuckers and beat them with extension cords to all black people give their kids Kool-Aid and sugar water. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just cool.
That's
so
true. That's true, though.
In Louisiana, it might be, because that's who told me, was people from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is Sir Mix-a-Lot still up there?
What's that?
Is Sir Mix-a-Lot still up there? He's still doing his thing?
I have no idea what Sir Mix-a-Lot's doing, Sweet Pea. I couldn't tell you.
I'm gonna fuck with Sweet Pea out of life.
I couldn't tell you what Sir Mix-a-Lot does.
I think you were saying is true with the perception of black people, but I also have to say that our numbers in America is so small, so the image that we project to the world, people are automatically going to grasp to it and say it's the truth. And most of our image is not owned by us. We don't put our image out there. And then on top of that, most of the images that are put out there are negative.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that, you know, Asians are the smartest people on earth and they're going to be engineers or mathematicians. And everybody thinks Europeans invented everything. And then all these other type of groups of people, they aren't shown in a positive light, even though their numbers are not bigger than ours, but they're shown in a positive light. When it's us, it's usually in a negative light, and it's so glamorized as, like, basketball wives or whatever. So people automatically assume that it's true, even though we know not to generalize, but since that's just the image that consistently is projected out there, we seem to think that it's true.
Yeah. And that's because the statistics and the majorities and blah, 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 blah. But that's what's so sad to me, and is that you had, like you said, after slavery, the family was so tight. You know what I mean? Like after, you know, you had people like Martin Luther. I mean, Martin Luther King would roll over in his grave right now. I mean, we've come a long way, but he would also say, oh, my God.
Yeah, like for instance, all that stuff going on in Chicago. Like I said, people been sending me videos, and like I said, I'm about to put, well, that's three stories I'm going to put up on my channel here after the show. And I put a post on Facebook today, and I say, you know what, I'm not calling them gangs anymore. I'm calling them terrorists and terrorist groups, because that's how they act.
Yeah.
You see how they terrorize the poor people? They're scared to leave their house. They're scared to do anything or say anything. I mean, that's terrorism. I say, why are you sitting up there letting Al-Qaeda get at them, but you won't get at these for terrorism? I'm tired of it already. I'm calling them terrorists from now on. I'm going to keep saying they're terrorists. They need to be locked up on terrorism. I mean, like some people say they don't like when I say that. Or why you want to get them locked up on terrorism? Well, what else? They're terrorizing people. That's what they are.
I know.
You know, I'm ready to be called Uncle Tom on it. I don't care. Call me Uncle Tom, but I care about the innocent people that's not doing nothing wrong. That's what I care about. I don't care about them terrorists killing up people and, you know, maiming innocent people and all this other. Man, you'll see what I'm talking about. I got three stories out of Chicago. You'll see. Why
it's generally, I mean, race on race, and not just black on black, but usually it's Hispanic on Hispanic. But, I mean, you're killing your own brother. And I mean, it just makes no sense. Or I just don't understand, like, the thugs with the elderly, with the video you posted about the being disrespectful to the elderly woman or keeping her, what was that video you posted?
I didn't post it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I got about 800 videos on my channel right now.
Some, you know, some woman being held captive by some young, you know, and I'm just thinking, you know, an 80-year-old woman. I mean, who's mean to an 80-year-old woman?
Yeah, but these kids today don't care. Like this, well, you're seeing a story about this elderly lady, what she says. I mean, it just pissed me off because it's like you got people like that fought for our freedom, fought for everything, and took all of the slings and arrows for us, and this is how we repay them? That? They prisoners in their own home? You know what I mean? It's sad. It's sad.
Yeah, it's,
you know, I really don't. Go ahead.
The ironic part about it is that a lot of these people who do terrorize are terrorizing their own people. As bad as they are, as tough and, you know, how G'd up they are, they only attack their own. They will not attack the people who live on the other side who have more of the money, more of the wealth, more of the status. They won't attack them, but they'll attack their own people in their own community.
Because exactly.
They're cowards.
And they're scared of that police. One police could go and just beat them up, and they all just watch. They'll watch.
Yeah.
But I thought they were thugs, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you ain't no thug. You let one police go in there and just beat you up. You scared of him. You won't say nothing to him. You won't even pull a gun on the police. They be running from the police. So they not bad.
They
the police know that.
I would too. Shit, I would too.
To the real thugs are in Mexico. They scared the police. Scared of them.
Okay.
That's where the real thugs at.
Ain't nobody going to Mexico anymore. Everybody's scared.
They had a meme the other day I saw where they say in America these are thugs, and then they show like a bunch of, you know, black thugs, and they said. But they said, but just wait till the Mexicans show up. It said at the bottom, they showed all the cartel. I was like, oh, shoot. You know, and I'm like, and my wife showed me that, and I was like, man, I said, you know what, that is true, because the cartel started acting a fool over here. Ain't going to be no more of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a little different. The cartel don't come over here for a lot of reasons, but, you know, it's just.
Oh, you
guys
have a good night. I got to sign off. My motherly duties are calling me, but.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, be mom. Thank you for coming to the show, Laura.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I was actually gonna do the same, man. Just thank you for giving
all
me
right,
the plug to contribute to the show, and I'm looking forward to many more, brother.
All right, brother, you take care.
All right, peace.
All right, peace out. Ms. Gabriella, we got about 3 minutes, 19 seconds left on the show. Got anything you want to add before we wrap it up, sister girl?
Lord, we done went all over the place with the topic, but to dial it back, I guess what the message here is really that you have to love yourself. Because if you are looking for someone and you are in that state of desperation where you are in that point where you'll put up with anything, and meaning cheating, lying, the guy stealing from you, taking your money, pretty much treating you like a piece of trash, you have to really take a good look in the mirror and work on yourself, because no one with self-respect and no one who really loves themselves should ever tolerate something like that. And I had a close female friend that thought that somehow if she could just get the guy to move in with her, then everything would be perfect and she would be able to get him to stop cheating and he would stop lying to her and they would have a great relationship.
And that never works out for the women at all.
No, it doesn't. Because a man can play around until he's 50 years old. So like he can basically be a player, run the town, be crazy, and do whatever he wants to do. And I've seen men that are 50 years old meet a 30-year-old woman, settle down, and have a decent life. But a woman can't play around. You know, we can't sit around with these dead-end relationships until we're 50 years old and then expect that life to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't have that ability.
Or luxury.
Like,
you got the ability.
I mean, we don't have the luxury. Like, I mean, of course, you can, if you're, well, I mean, I guess that's it. But
Yeah, we definitely get down to the end of the show. But I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight and calling in and joining us in the chat room and everything. And, you know, we should definitely be back next week. And I think Ms. Gabrielle always put her links up in the chat room. Now what I'm about to do myself, for those of you who like watching my videos and the craziness that I talk about here and there on my channel, so I'm about to put on, turn loose all my videos for the day on Advice Show Throwbacks, Got two videos I'm gonna put up on the Rest Video Weekly. I got one I thought it was funny, bootleg Rick James. You're gonna laugh at that one. And then I got about, I think, what, 8 or 9 videos? I think it was, no. Was it 9 videos I told you, Ms. Gabrielle, I put up? I don't know.
Yeah, you said it was 9.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm gonna release 9 videos on the Advice Show TV. So if y'all interested in watching my crap, y'all can go ahead and watch it. You know, before y'all go to bed or whatever. So I appreciate everyone joining tonight, and thank everybody. Miss Laura for calling in, you know, like suggesting the topic. Miss Vanessa, thank you as well for
thanks
calling.
Thanks everybody
in the
comment box too.
Yeah, thank everybody. We do this show, and glad you guys join us for it. So y'all take care and have a great week, and you know, contact us, hit us up, and see y'all next week.
Thank you.